The black scales seemed to glow as they drank the heat. Flames licked against the stone with small red tongues. Danny placed the other two eggs beside the black one in the fire. As she stepped back from the brazier, the breath trembled in her throat. She watched until the coals had turned to ashes. Drifting sparks floated up and out of the smoke hole. Heat shimmered in waves around the dragon's eggs. And that was all. "Your brother Rhaegar was the last dragon," Ser Jorah had said. Dany gazed at her egg sadly. What had she expected? 1,000 years ago, they had been alive, but now they were only pretty rocks. They could not make a dragon. A dragon was air and fire, living flesh, not dead stone. The brazier was cold again by the time Khal Drogo returned. Koholo was leading a pack horse behind him, with the carcass of a great white lion slung across its back. Above, the stars were coming out. The Khal laughed as he swung down off his stallion and showed her the scars on his legs where the Rakha had raked him through his leggings.
"I shall make you a cloak of his skin, moon of my life," he swore.